and this is All Things Considered on WFAE in Charlotte. I'm Nick Delacnow. And we're about to enter the last weekend in April, which means it's also the last chance to celebrate North Carolina Beer Month. And here with some thoughts on that is Amy Rogers with WFA Eats. She's with us every other Friday with her thoughts on food and drink around the region. Hello again, Amy.
Hi, Nick.
Okay, there are now 300 breweries and brew pubs across the state, apparently, and you've been checking out some of them with some friends, so talk to us about that.
Yeah, you know, it's really hard to make an exhaustive study, even given a tremendous amount of time and really enthusiastic friends. But we did a pretty good sampling.
You know, there has been such an explosion around North Carolina among, like, breweries and craft beer. Do you have any ideas why that might be, why that's happening just over the last decade or so?
Well, you know, I think it's the intersection of commerce and art and culture and food and entertainment and all those good things that we enjoy. You know, some recent statistics indicate that every person in the U.S. over the age of 21 consumes over 26 gallons of beer and or hard cider each year.
Wow.
I have not been doing my part.
So where'd you guys go and what'd you guys try?
Well, you know, we don't want to show favoritism, so I will just say that we sampled a number of different beers at a whole bunch of different breweries, most of which had ties to Charlotte and or the surrounding Carolina region.
Talk to us about some of the beers that you guys tried, some of the more interesting flavors people might be interested in.
Yeah, you know, there are real old school folks who like beer to just taste like beer, but even now that's changing because, interestingly, a lot of the flavors that we think of as kind of trendy, you know, these fruit flavors and these herbal flavors, those are not new. And I spoke with a fermentation specialist named Julia Skinner, who explained how these have been used for time immemorial. We're just getting really good at talking about it and sharing it now.
Interesting. Okay. So flavors in like beer and wine fermentation go back a long way.
Long way.
And so are there some interesting flavors that you've been tasting with some of your friends?
Well, you know, I like to really challenge myself and my friends. So we ordered a whole bunch of things that you wouldn't normally think would be flavors you'd find in beer. For example, peanut butter and jelly. Kind of a stretch, but when you think about it, nutty flavors are a part of what we like to have in brewed beverages, and sweet flavors, fruit flavors, it all kind of makes sense, even when they start putting in chocolate and coffee and caramel, it gets interesting.
Mm. Were there any standout flavors among that you or your friends sampled?
Well, I learned something new this time. I learned about the International Bitterness Units, which is a measurement of actual bitterness in a brew. And it's a scale from 1 to 100, and people will tend to gravitate more toward one end of the spectrum or the other. I found out that, shockingly, I like very bitter drinks. My highest favorite ranked beer clocked in at an 84, I think, which is really bitter.
That's the kind of beer that just makes you pucker as you drink it?
Yes, and ask for another one.
All right. So any tips for people who are hoping to make the most of this final weekend of North Carolina Beer Month?
Well, you know, you want to put your feet on the streets as much as you can. There are a lot of things happening. You want to go on social media and follow CLT on tap. And that will open up a portal of all the events and festivals and judgings. There are contests going on. There are music events. There's so much happening. It's become a real cultural kind of entry point to a lot of great stuff.
Well, and I guess if people missed this last weekend, there's always May. You can still drink beer in May.
Beer is spilling over into May. Yes, it is.
Amy Rogers, I raise my glass to you and to WFA Eats. Thanks so much. I hope you have a good weekend.
Thanks, Nick.
And stay tuned. More All Things Considered is just ahead.